Today's shiur is dedicated for Refuah Shleima, for Shalom and Bracha. Today's shiur is Masechta Nedarim Daf Ayin Ches. We will begin on Daf Ayin Zayin on the base, three lines from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Yochanan says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Chacham Shama B'Lashem Baal, a Chacham who's Matan Neder, as we discussed many times in our Masechta, particularly in our previous shiur, the way a Rav is Matan Neder is by the person who made the nether approaching the Chacham and telling him, the Chacham together with that individual, coming up with a reason, with circumstances, had they been realized and recognized, I would have not have made the nether. And says the Gemara, says Rabbi Yochanan, so the Chacham uses the words mufalachi, which is the way a husband is made for the nether with the authority that's vested in him to say mufar, or vice versa, baal shama b'lashon chacham, or the husband used the words of the chacham mutalachi. The halacha is that le'am aklum in both of these situations that it's not considered valid, because each way of being made for the nether or being matan the nether is very unique in the way it works. And moreover, many Rishonim are of the opinion that there's a very fundamental difference between when you're matter a nether versus when you're mefer a nether. When you're matter a nether, it's mafreya. What that means is, it means that it was never a nether in the first place, as we just explained. It represents a mistake. When you're mefer a nether, many Rishonim say it means that you're only speaking Mikana Lahaba. Mikana Lahaba, with the power that was vested into the husband, into the father, that's how they're able to imata neder, but that's Lahaba, not Lumafreya. And therefore, if you don't use the right wording, it is obviously incorrect. Moreover, I saw another pshat, that Hatara, as we explained, represents that what he did was based on a reason. The Chacham finds a reason why the nether should not be a nether, why there was a mistake here. Whereas Hafara doesn't have to have any reason, as we just finished explaining. It represents the special power that was given to the father or to the husband. And since it's that special power to make sure that nobody makes that mistake, you have to use the right wording. I saw a beautiful pshat in this, based on this, that we just said that hafara means that there's no reason. Says the Chafetz Chaim, the pasuk says in Tehillim, "Eis lasus l'Hashem hafer teresecha." If we are at a time, explained the Chafetz Chaim, where hafer teresecha, they're not people, not only are people violating what it says in the Torah, but a favorite Torah, they're not even giving a good explanation for why they are doing what they're doing. They're just ignoring what it says in the Torah. At such a time, if we have a time where people are hafeiru teresecha, people are just without any reason ignoring, violating what it says in the Torah, then we know that that is a time of eis lasus l'Hashem, that we have to do what we have to do to protect the Torah. Says the Gemara, a basis for Rabbi Yochanan taught us, the Tanya, the Braisa, in Parshas Nedarim says, V'idabah Moshe al-Roshim Matis Bnei Yisrael, Lema, Zeh Adova Shetziva Hashem, to teach us that in that Parsha, teaches us the Parsha of Nedarim, and teaches us the Parsha of Hataras Nedarim, Chochem Matir, that a Chochem has the ability to be Matir Neder, but that's not Baal Matir, that's not what a husband does. Shiyochel, for says the Gemara, we could have made a kavachomer. And the Rishash says, even without a kavachomer, we could have maybe thought that each one of them has the power that the other one does. Because we would have suggested, ma chacham she'en mefer. If a chacham doesn't have that strong authority that he can be mefer neder, he still has the right to be matter. Baal, that has even the ability to be mefer, which, as we just finished explaining, being made for a nether doesn't have to have any reason. He has every right just to be made for a nether. certainly ain't a din shemater. He should have the ability to be mata nether. Also, tamaloimer, for that teaches, therefore teaches us the brisa zedover, to teach us that the authority to be mata nether, chacham mater, is only given to the chacham, vein bel mater, but not the husband. The husband doesn't have the right to be mata nether. Tanya idach, zedover. The pasuk says zedover, to teach us the other way around, that bal mefer, that a husband, the father, have the ability to be mefer and nether, vei chacham mefer, but a husband does not have that ability. And as I saw, the Rashba, it teaches us that what does the pasuk mean with zeh dover? What the Torah means to tell us with zeh dover is that whatever it says in the parasha of Nedarim is very accurate and very essential. So if the Torah says that a husband is mefer, that's the only thing he's allowed to do. And if the Torah says that a rav is mater, that's the only thing he could do. Because maybe we would have thought otherwise. Shiyochol ma baal she'ei mater. If a husband who doesn't have the right to be mater, he has the right to be mefer. Chochem, who has the right to be mater, ain't a din that he has the right to be mefer. Tam loimer, as we just said, the Torah is very specific by saying zeh hadover, to teach us the baal mefer, that a husband is mefer, vein chochem mefer, but a chochem can't be mefer, the chochem can only be mater. Says the Gemara, there's a gzeirah shava that the Gemara now teaches us that connects hataras nadarim with the halacha of shchut echutz, that we're not allowed to shech the carbon outside of the azara, outside of the prescribed place where it may be brought. Nemekan, says the Gemara, the Brisa teaches us, it says in the parasha nadarim, zeh adova shetziva Hashem, v'nemel halon, regarding the parasha of shchut echutz, zeh adova shetziva Hashem leimer. The Torah says that in the parasha Shchut Echutz. Ma b'Shchut Echutz. So says the Braisa, what does this mean? Ma Shchut Echutz. Aaron Ubanav Klal Yisrael. This din applies to all Jews, because in the parasha of Shchut Echutz, the Torah says, Dabal Aaron v'Ubanav v'Klal B'nei Yisrael. All of them are obligated to follow the halachos of Shchut Echutz. Af parashas Nedarim, so too the parasha of Nedarim was mentioned to Aaron and Bonav Kol Yisrael. They're all equivalent. No makan, and in the parasha of Nedarim, the Torah uses the words Rosh Hamatis, Af Lahalon, so too it first Rosh Hamatis. So I saw the Ma'ariv Shemesh asks, why indeed do we find that the Torah addresses the parasha of Nedarim to Rosh Hamatis? So the Marv Shemesh says, the pasuk says, "As a Shem lekecha tira, voisa savoid ubishmoy tishaveya." A person, says Chazal, who is on the level of, he's a person as a Shem lekecha tira, who has Yerushamayim, he does avoid this Hashem. He is the person ubishmoy tishaveya. Moreover, I saw that why indeed does the Torah, the Avnei Ozel, explain why indeed does the Torah connect the parasha of Shchut Echutz and the Dorim? Aren't they so disparate? Aren't they so different? Where does the Torah see the need to connect these two parashas? So he explains, what is Shchut Echutz? What is the lesson of Shchut Echutz? The lesson of Shchut Echutz is that a person wants to expand the horizons of Kedusha. He wants to expand the horizons of Kedusha and say that I'm going to bring Kabbonis and I'm not going to limit myself to bring Kabbonis only in the Beis HaMikdash, but I'm going to bring Kabbonis all over. So a person maybe thinks that that is something very, very worthwhile, very admirable, that a person's bringing Kabbonis and he's not limiting himself just to the Beis HaMikdash. But of course we know that that's an Aveira, because the Torah says that it should only be brought in the Beis HaMikdash, nowhere else. So too is the lesson of Nedarim, a lesson that we've spoken about many times, which means that the Nedarim people think, well, I'm going above what the Torah tells us. Says Hashem, that's not what I want. I want you to do what you're told to do, not to do what you're not told to do. And the Nedarim, which represent, and we've spoken about this concept many times, that the Nedarim represent that that don't take on more than what the Torah said. As we often quote Chazal, somebody who takes upon himself to be a Nazir is a Chayta, he's a Balavera. That too is considered, so, because that's not what the Torah asks of us. So too, the Nedarim, don't think it's something admirable. On the contrary, do only what Hashem asks of you. Ask the Gemara, Pashas Nedarim, when the Torah says, when we're trying to learn Aaron Abon of Kol Yisrael, and we're applying it from Shchut Echutz to Nedarim, Lamai Hilchasa, what are we trying to learn from this? Says the Gemara, what we learn from this is, Amar Avach B'Yakov, Lahatir B'Hachshir Shloish HaJaitis. That the people who do the Hataras Nedarim don't have to be Rabbonim, who have smicha. We'll speak about that later. It has to be people, any three people can be Matan Nedarim. However, the Ran and the Rashba all explain that when we learn here that Shloisha HaJaitis are qualified to do Hataras Nedarim, they're not any Shloisha HaJaitis. They have to be individuals who are Mazbelei Vesavri, that if you explain to them the halacha of Hilchos Nedarim, they will be able to understand what Hilchos Nedarim are. And therefore, they say only such individuals could be Matan Neder, not somebody who's totally unlearned. The Rambam seems to disagree, and the Rambam seems to learn that you have any three individuals. The Gemara says any three individuals are qualified to do Hataras Nedarim. I then saw that the Drisha says a very interesting approach. The Gemara just said the three Hajoitis do Hataras Nedarim. The halach is that one should be at least somewhat knowledgeable in Hilchus Hataras Nedarim and Hilchus Nedarim, to the degree that given that he's knowledgeable, he will be able to teach the other two individuals who are sitting together with him to be Matan Neder, and that is the composition of the group of people on Matan Nedarim. Ask the Gemara, but how can we say whatever shot that we just followed to say that any three individuals could do Hataras Nedarim? But ask the Gemara, the Pasuk explicitly says, V'yidava Moshe Rosh Matis Ksiv, and only Rosh Matis, only great Talmid Chachamim could be involved in Hataras Nedarim. Answers the Gemara, Amar of Chizda V'Tem Reb Yochanan, B'Yochid Mumchim. What we're learning here is that you can have three people to be Matan Neder, and who are Hejoitis, and if you have one individual who's a Chacham, Yochid Mumcha, that is also, he himself is qualified to do Hataras Nedarim. There are a big machlokes Rishonim who is considered a Yochid Mumcha. Many explain that he has to be a person that learned Kol HaTorah Kula, and then he has Smicha, and Smicha doesn't mean the ordination that we are familiar when somebody gets Smicha to be ordained to be a Rav. Rather means somebody who has Smicha in an unbroken chain from Moshe Rabbeinu. And if that's the case, then there is no such individual, Bizman Azeh. There is no one individual who learned Kol HaTorah Kula, and there is no individual and we don't have an unbroken chain of smicha going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. However, the Rambam disagrees, and the Rambam says that the definition of a Yochid Mumcha is somebody that's well-learned in Hilchus Nedarim, is already considered adequate to be considered a Yochid Mumcha. And that's what the Pasuk is coming to teach us with Roshe Hamatis. Roshe Hamatis, continues the Gemara, Roshe Hamatis, when the Torah speaks about Roshe Hamatis by Shkut Echutz, as we're learning through his Gzei Rishava, asking Malamai Hilchasa, what do we learn with that Gzei Rishava? Answers the Gemara, Omer of Sheshes, Laima Shiyeh Shayla B'Hagdish. The Gemara is teaching us that halacha that we've discussed many times, and that is that any, if you make something in the carbon, so carbon is a form of a nether, and since the carbon is a form of a nether, then the halacha is that you can be matan nether. The Mefarshim discuss if this halacha that you can be matter a nether, if you made something into a carbon, you could be matter it. Is that by every carbon? The Karen Ayur discusses that it could be that only a carbon that one donated, a nadava, a nether, a nadava, that their halacha is you could declare to be a carbon, and then you could be shayl on it, you could be matter nether. But a carbon that you were obligated to bring, a carbon, chatas, a carbon, ashram, whatever carbon that you're obligated to bring, that type of carbon, you can't be matan nether. But it seems that most of the Rishonim and Achronim of the opinion are of the opinion that you can be matan nether any type of situation of carbon. Furthermore, even though we're learning that you can be matan nether of a carbon, that's only if you were matan nether before the Zrikas Adam. But tell us the Rishonim that once you have Zrikas Adam, so at that point, the individual who brought the carbon is no longer considered the owner of the carbon. And since he's no longer considered the owner of the carbon, he isn't in position to be matter nether. It's no longer his carbon to be matter. Lebei Shammai asked the Gemara, so this is a very good explanation, according to Beis, that the Pasuk is coming to teach us that you can be matter nether by Hegdish. But ask the Gemara, Lebei Shammai, Domein Shel Behegdish, but Beis Shammai's opinion throughout Shas is that actually once you designated an animal as a carbon, you can no longer be matan nether. So now we're back to our question. Roshei matas diksib b'shkutei chutz. When the Torah says that you can, the parasha of Roshei matas to apply to shkutei chutz, l'may hilchasa, why does it come to teach us? So the Rabbi Chanan answers that we could have a purpose of the Gzeir Shava. Because even if Beis Shammai says, ain't Shayla b'Hegdish, and you can't be Mata and Neda b'Hegdish, but even Beis Shammai would agree that you could be a father, a husband, could be made for a Hegdish. That if their daughter, their wife, made an animal declared Hegdish, the husband could be made for it. So why isn't, and Beis Shammai agrees with that halacha. So ask Rabbi Chanan, why don't we say that that's what Beis Shammai will use this Gzeirah Shavah for? Says Rabbi Chanan that the Torah, there's a klal of Ein Hekesh L'Mechtzah. If we make a Hekesh, it has to be all the way. So if we're connecting the halacha of Kabbanis to halachas of Nedarim, it wouldn't be an acceptable Hekesh that we're only comparing it for Hilchas Hafara and not comparing it for HaTorah. If we're going to compare it, it could be compared all the way. And therefore, the question stands. To which the Gemara says, indeed, Beis Shammai less like Gzeirah Shavah. Beis Shammai is not going to learn the Gzeirah Shavah, which connects Karbonis to Nedarim. Because if they would, because of the question, could they hold Ein Shail B'Hegdish? Rav Tzadik in the Sefer Pri Tzadik discusses when the halacha that we learned that only that a yachid mumcha could do hataras nadarim. What is the point of teaching that? He says the lesson over there is that even though we know that the Rashi and Matis, which represent Chazal, which represent Chachomim, they're typically adding to the dinim of the Torah. Shas, Mishnayis are replete with Gezeres Chazal that they added that we have to follow. So we would think that what Chazal's role is that they are adding Isurim. But Chazal don't have the ability to remove Isurim. Teaches us the Torah that the power of Chazal are so strong that the Chazal, not only when they see it fit to add Gezeres and Gedorim, they have the right to do so, so too do they have the right when they see the need to be matter another, remove the issur. So Karen Oira asks a question. We just learned, at least according to Beis Hillel, the hekesh between Nedarim and Karbonos to teach us that one can be matter a carbon. So ask the Karen Oira, certainly we who have been spending such a long time learning Masechet Nedarim know that Karbonos are a form of a nether. You make a nether, and that's how the animal becomes a carbon. So if we've been learning that all Karbonos, all Nedarim, we could be matter, why would we think that Hekdesh is different? So the Karen Oira answers that because Karbonos are so serious in Halacha, therefore we would think that Karbonos, even though all Nedarim we could be matter, maybe Karbonos are different. That's the answer the Karen Oira offers. The Bar Yitzchak answers that we would think that once the carbon already, once you designate a carbon, it already becomes the property of Hekdesh. Because we've often discussed the concept of a miras legvaya kmisras lehedjet. Even though in all transactions in halacha, in order for the transaction to be considered a valid transaction, we need a kinyan. By Hekdesh, we don't need a kinyan. As soon as you verbally designate the animal as a carbon, it becomes Hekdesh. And therefore, since the carbon becomes Hekdesh and becomes the property of Shemayim so quickly, I would think the halacha is that you can no longer be matter to Hekdesh, teaches us that it does. Another pshat that the Levush suggests is an interesting halacha. We know, well, we've spoken about this many times, that throughout halacha, the halacha is Dvarim Shebelev Eino Dvarim. In order for something to be considered accomplished, you have to verbalize it. Even though that's the halacha is that by Hekdesh, many are of the opinion that as soon as you have a machshava, to have Hekdesh, that's as quick, as soon as you have that machshava, it becomes Hekdesh. So since we see that Hekdesh has this chumrah, that as soon as you think about it, it becomes Hekdesh. Therefore, the halacha ought to be, as soon as you think about it, it becomes Hekdesh. Maybe the halacha also should be that you can't be matter a Hekdesh. That's what the Gemara is coming to teach us, that even though it has this unique attribute, the halacha is you can't be matter a Hekdesh. Ask the Gemara. We said earlier, the Torah says, Zeh Adavar by Nedarim, and Zeh Adavar b'shchut echutz. Ask the Gemara, Zeh Adavar b'pashat on the mic siv, Loimer to teach us Chacham Matter, Vein Baal Matter. This is going according to Beis Shammai, to say that the Din of Hataras Nedarim only applies by a Chacham, not by a husband. And Baal Mefer, on the other hand, the Baal does Hafara, Vein Chacham Mefer. And according to Beis Shammai, according to Beis Hillel that came to teach us the Gzeirah Shavah, that we learned a moment ago that it can be Matter Neder by Hekdesh, where do we know this Halacha from? So the Rishonim say that even though it's coming to teach that both halachas could be taught from the same pasuk, the Rashbam says this concept of Chacham Matter and Baal Mefer is something that's self understood and doesn't need a pasuk. Says the Mazedav b'shchut echutz l'maiksev. What is the purpose of that pasuk? Teaches Leimashal Shchita Chayiv that if you took a carbon that you were supposed to shecht in the Azara, and instead of shechting it in the Azara, you shlechted it chutz l'Azara, that is the serious Aveira of Shchutei Chutz. But we know that a bird, if it's brought as a carbon, is not slaughtered, it's not geshecht in the way we shecht every carbon, but the way it's brought is with Malika. So if somebody would take a bird which is Hekdesh and do Malika on it, which means killing the bird with your fingernail, it wouldn't be considered that you did you did that on the bird outside the Azara, that's not considered Shchut Echutz. Else, the Gemara Elabei Shammai, who doesn't learn the Gzeirah Shavah, connecting Shchut Echutz and the Dorim, Lahach Sheshal Shad Loitus Menolon, where will he know that any three individuals can be Mata Neder? Nafklu Medir Rav Asi Ben Nosson. He learns it from Rav Asi Ben Nosson, that teaches us the Ksiv, the Pasuk in the Parsha that speaks about Yom Tovim, says, V'idav Moshe's Me'ad HaShem Bnei Yisrael, V'tanya, And the Braisa teaches us, Rabbi Yosef, Glila Ema, Ma'ade Nemru, it's only referring to the Yom Tovim, V'loi Nemru Shabbos Bereish Simon. When we speak about Shabbos Bereishis, it means, well, we know Shabbos. The regular Shabbos is not included with that. And now the Gemara explains what this Braisa said. Rav Nosson ben Nasan Kashi lo Hamas Nisan, he tried to understand what the Braisa said. Osla Nadol Kamei Durav, Sheshes, he came to Nadol, to the Yeshiva of Sheshes, to try to get an understanding, and he couldn't find Rav Sheshes. Osa Abasrael Mechuzah, so he followed him to Mechuzah. Amalei, Madei Hashem Nemru, V'loi Shabbos Bereishis Imam. So he asked the question, that if you look in the Chumash and Parshas Emor, V'ksiv Shabbos Imam, Shabbos is mentioned, after all of the Yom Tovim are mentioned, Shabbos is mentioned. The Su, and furthermore, Madei Hashem Nemru, V'loi Nemru Parshas Darim Imam, Parshas Nemru is not mentioned, but ask the Gemara, that isn't true. Because right after Parshas Pinchas, which speaks about the Yom Tovim, comes Parshas Matis, which is the pasuk that we've been quoting so much in our shiur today, that speaks about Nedarim. So what is the Braisa saying? Amalei Rav Sheshes said, Hochitani. The Braisa is saying to teach us Eila, to teach us that Maya Adei, Tzrichin Kiddush Bezdin, that how are the Yom Tovim determined? The Yom Tovim are determined through the determination of Rosh Chodesh, because the Yom Tovim are declared the number of days in the or a date in the month, and the date in the month is based on when Rosh Chodesh is, and therefore Mayadei Hashem Tzricha Kiddush Bezdin. But Shabbos Bereishis, every Shabbos comes on the seventh day of the week, and it comes by itself without Bezdin's involvement. And it's interesting to point out, the Parsha Peshat in the Gemara is that the Mayadim, the Yom Tovim, are determined by knowing when Rosh Chodesh is. But the Rashba says a very big chiddush. The Rashba says that when they would declare when Rosh Chodesh was, they would also declare at the same time when Yom Tov will be. So if they declared that today is Rosh Chodesh, at the same time, the Beis Din would declare that Yom Tov is going to be on 2 weeks from today, or whatever, 14 days from today, and that was why it was declared. Why is Shabbos, the regular Shabbos, called Shabbos Bereishis? So some Rishonim explain that we find that the Torah, in many different places, call Yom Tovim Shabbos. Yom Kippur is called Shabbos Shabbosin. By Pesach it says, Memachos Shabbos. So even though Yom Tovim are at times called Shabbos, to distinguish, to differentiate between the Yom Tovim, which are called Shabbos, and Shabbos, the real Shabbos, that's why it's called Shabbos. Another pshat is, the Sefer Divrei Yaakov explains. The halacha is, we learned the Masechet Shabbos, that if somebody finds himself lost, and he lost count of the days of the week. So the Gemara says, you count 7 days, and the seventh day is considered Shabbos. There are many details around that halacha, but that is the basic halacha. But that halacha only applies by Shabbos. There is no such halacha regarding Yom Tovim. And that's why Shabbos is unique. And that's why Shabbos is called Shabbos Bereishis. Then the Braisa said, Me'adei Hashem Tzricha Mimcham, the Beis Din that identifies that this is Rosh Chodesh, and therefore this is when Yom Tov is. And I saw some Rishonim add, they are the ones that also determine if this year should or should not be a leap year, is all done by people who are mumcha. The ain parsha nedarim tzricha mumcha, but when we speak about the parsha nedarim, as we've been discussing throughout our shir, it doesn't have to be strictly done with a mumcha. A filo bezdin hajoitis, any three hajoitis are qualified to be matan neder. But ask the Gemara, how can we say so? Of a parsha nedarim, the pasuk clearly says v'yadaber Moshe al Rashi and matas k'siv. So doesn't the Torah clearly teach us that it has to be mumcha? Teaches us the answers the Gemara as we learned previously. Amar Rav Chisda v'tem Rav Yochanan v'yachid mumcha. The halacha is that when you have one individual, the halacha is he has to be a mumcha. But when you have three individuals, it doesn't have to be a mumcha. When we said that Moyade Hashem, Tzrichi Mumcha, there's a discussion amongst the Rishonim, what does that mean? That, so the Rambam's of the opinion that when the Beis HaMikdash was standing and we had the Sanhedrin and the Lishkas HaGozes, they were the ones that were charged with making Rosh Chodesh and making a leap year, and they were the only ones that had that right, unless they empowered three individuals to have that authority. In the time, says the Rambam, when there is no Sanhedrin, then we don't rely on a Beis Din to make Rosh Chodesh. It's done like we have till this very day, according to the calculation. The Ramban disagrees, and the Ramban says that there isn't the halacha that Rosh Chodesh is declared by a Beis Din does not necessarily mean by the Sanhedrin and Lishkas HaGozes or by those who the Sanhedrin designated. Any three people who have smicha, the halacha is, are qualified to do Kiddush HaChodesh. The halacha that we've been discussing many times throughout our perek is that a husband, a father, under the right conditions, have a right to be made for another, to nullify another. A husband, a father, have a right to be mekayim another, to confirm another. And then we spoke much, but we will speak now much more extensively, about shtika. If the day that they hear, which we learned earlier, a machloikus in the Mishnah, if that means the day that they hear the nether, as soon as that day ends, or does it mean 24 hours later, if they remain silent, the nether becomes mekuyim, the nether becomes confirmed. But when we speak about remaining silent, there are many different situations. It could be a situation where we remain silent and with the intention that I want to confirm the nether. So even though he didn't articulate his confirmation, that's what he means. The halacha under those circumstances is that the nether becomes confirmed immediately. Sometimes you remain quiet with the intention that the nether should become confirmed only when the day ends. So that's the halacha then. Then we have a situation which we're going to be speaking about. Shoichsik avnas lemeket. He's remaining quiet because he just wants to torment his wife. She should think that he wants to be mekayim the nether, but he doesn't really want to be mekayim the nether. He really wants to be made for the nether, but he wants her to wait and suffer a little. And then you have a fourth situation where he doesn't have any intention. He just remains silent. And the Gemara is going to be discussing these situations. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chanina, Hashoisik Amanas Li Mekat. If somebody is quiet, but he doesn't, not because he wants to confirm the nether, but as we just said, he's doing it to tease, to hurt his wife. So the halach is, he could do the fora even 10 days afterwards. So Duran explains, because this person always intended to be made for the nether. So when is there halacha that you can't be made for the nether? That's only if you let the Yom Shamay pass. Since you let the Yom Shamay pass, that's Duran's pshat, so then you can't be made for the nether. He didn't let the Yom Shamay pass. He wanted to be made for the nether. He just wanted to make her wait. So that's not considered that you let the Yom Shamay pass. Another pshat that the Ran offers is that shtika, being quiet without saying anything, is an act of akama. And the halacha is, the when, as we said a moment ago, does the nether be, when is the nether considered mekuyim? When the Yom Shamay passes. But here you didn't make a kiyum, and you never wanted to make a kiyum, and therefore you have a right to be made for the nether whenever you want. Masav Rava, so ask Rava on what Rav Chanina just taught us from a Braisa. The Braisa says, we discussed earlier in our perek quite extensively. We spoke quite extensively in our Mishnah, it's going back to Daf Ayin, that if the father and the husband of an arus and a father, are jointly made for the neder. But if the husband dies under certain circumstances, we learned the sreitma. The father takes over the husband's position. As we learned, that's called nisraitna. We also learned that it only goes in that direction, that the father takes over the husband's position, but never does it take it over the other way around, that the father, that the husband takes over the husband's position. So the Braisa said, when do we say that the father takes over the husband's position? If the husband never heard the nether, he heard it with Shasak, and he died that day, and that day the father will be made for the nether. Or the husband heard the nether was made for it, but he died. And as we explained, even though he did have afar before he died, but since that afar was done before the father did afara, that afar is a weak afara that can't be considered. The father has to do it. If the husband heard, and he was actually mekayim the nether, or shama the shasak, who was just silent, and he didn't die that day, mace b'yom shlachrov, any yochel haifer. Says Rava, my love, isn't the Braisa speaking about a case that he was silent, and he only died the next day, even if the circumstances were that he was shoysek amenas lemekat, that he was quiet just because he wanted to torment his wife. And still we see that even though you were shoysik amenas lemekat, the halacha looks at it as if you were a full-fledged shoysik, and that hafara is no longer an option. Says Maraloi, that's not what the Braisa is speaking about. The Braisa is speaking about an individual who was shoysik amenas lekayim, but he was shoysik amenas lemekat, then the father taking over the position of Nisraikna would be able to be Mefer. Says the Gemara, Yocha Hainu Oy Shama V'Kayim. Why does the Braisa say Shama V'Kayim and Shama V'Shasak? If Shama with the intention to be Mekayim, that's another form of Kiyim. Says the Gemara, no. Because as we said in our introductory remarks, there are a number of cases of Shoysik. You could have a case of Shoysik that he's quiet and his intention in being quiet is to be Mekayim the nether. Or you could have a Shoysik where he's just quiet, and yes, if the day will pass, the nether will become Mekuyim. But it wasn't that he had intention to be Mekayim it. It just will happen so automatically. And therefore, that's the two cases that the Braisa we're referring to. But if he was Shoysik Amenas Lemekat, that would not be considered a Shtika, and that would be a case that if we knew, and the Rishonim discussed this, we have to know for sure that that was what he meant. I saw the Rishonim discuss, would an Eid Echad have the Namanis to say that I know that the husband remaining silent was Shoysik Amenas Lemekat? Or can we not rely on that? That's a question. But if we knew for sure that it was Shoysik Amenas Lemekat, that would not be considered a case of Kiyum, and that would be actually a case where we could apply the concept of Nisroikna, that if the husband dies, the father could take over the entire position of being made for the nether.